story.
We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Since the water crisis in Flint, Michigan began last year, there's been a nationwide conversation about the problem of lead contamination. Here in Milwaukee, lead poisoning is often caused by paint in old homes. It mostly affects young children who ingest lead-based paint chips or inhale dust from aging paint.
Fortunately, the number of lead poisoning cases in Milwaukee has significantly declined over the past two decades. But as the problem has gone down, so too has the funding for lead prevention programs. Thousands of old homes in the Milwaukee area still contain lead paint, and updating them can be very costly.
Reporter Wyatt Massey researched local lead prevention programs for a two-part special report in the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He sat down with our Joy Powers to learn about the scale of Milwaukee's lead poisoning problem.
So the city has been working to remove lead from homes ever since 1997 is when the city health department's program started. And since that time, they have abated 17,000 homes. But they also estimate that there's still 130,000 homes that could have lead paint in them, because lead paint is the leading cause of lead poisoning in Milwaukee. And just looking at that, just the amount of old housing stock that exists across the city is sort of staggering. And the health department knows that, and it's a nationwide problem with old housing stock because there just isn't enough money available to remove all the lead paint, so it becomes a process of who's most at risk, what can we do to help those people, as well as the people that are kind of left in between with the paint that might be in homes but might not be exposed and as dangerous.
So where are most of these homes?
The homes are spread out throughout the city just because Milwaukee is such an old town. But looking at the programs that are available now, the current subsidy for residents that they can apply for to get the lead removed. That subsidy is only available in 6 zip codes in Milwaukee County. And all those zip codes are located on the north side of the city. And that was a strategic move because those areas have not seen a drop in the prevalence rate the same way that other areas in the city have or citywide. And also the area on the north side, that's where a lot of renters are. So it was a strategic move in order to access the most people because renting and rental properties have a high turnover rate. So you're going to have multiple families coming through in a given maybe 5-year period where if those properties are lead free, it's going to protect more people than homeowners.
I mean, the fact that most of these or many of these are rental properties, does that complicate the process of detecting the lead in these homes?
Absolutely. The people that I talked to at the city as well as local health clinics talked about sort of the incentive to remove lead from homes. So if you're a homeowner and you have young children and you know that lead poisoning could be a problem, you have a pretty high incentive and a high drive to remove that lead paint because your children are literally living in that home. But as a landlord, it might not be as high of a priority, especially if you're managing multiple properties. You might not even know that there's lead paint in some of your properties. And also, removing lead paint and abating it safely can be costly, which is why these city subsidies are so important. But if you're abating an entire housing facility, it might be very difficult and it might be a huge cost. So those landlords are also weighing those options as well, which makes it difficult to get rental properties to abate the lead, which is why the health department sort of pushed the current subsidy and the grant money that they do have to the north side and the majority of those zip codes containing rental properties.
So how do people in those zip codes access those funds?
So they can apply for the subsidy, and the subsidy covers about 80% of the cost to replace windows, because windows are the sort of main risk area for lead paint and lead dust. There's also other factors too, such as soil. There's also lead in pipes, as we've seen with the crisis that happened in Flint, Michigan. But the subsidy will replace about 80% of the cost to remove the window. And then through March, it left the homeowners paying about $765. And that'll fluctuate depending on the number of windows that are replaced and then the time of year too.
So this can be a pretty costly process. What do you do if you're not in one of those 6 zip codes?
So for the story, I was able to follow an outreach worker from 16th Street Community Health Centers. And they continue to have a lead program, even though they don't have a subsidy from the city that they can offer their residents. 16th Street works on the south side of Milwaukee. And I went with an outreach worker to a family's home, and that family had bought the home in January of this year, not knowing that there was any lead in the home. But the home was very old. It was built in 1908, and they have two young children. And now they're going through the process of figuring out what is possible for them to remove this lead paint, because it was very apparent just walking around, looking at the windows. You could see the paint chipping. You could see the red paint underneath, which is one of the first lead paints that was ever issued. So for a family like that, there's a couple of things that they can do. They could try to abate the lead themselves, and they can go through a course offered by the state, and that runs roughly $260, and you learn sort of lead-safe practices for removing the lead paint yourself. But there's also citywide loans and grant programs available. So there's the Strong Homes program, and then the Targeted Investment Neighborhoods, or the TIN program. And the TIN program is only available in specific neighborhoods, but they are investment programs to help do restorative work to homes and sort of build up the housing stock in those areas. But what's interesting about those two programs is they're not designed specifically for removing lead. So if you were a family that was looking to remove lead from your homes and you couldn't go to the city's lead-specific subsidy, you would be applying for the TIN program or the Strong program alongside people who might be doing other restorative work, like remodeling their homes from weather damage or winterizing their homes. Your application is going to be in that same pool, which sort of diminishes the opportunity that you might have to get the money to do lead-specific work. So the woman, Carmen Ryman, who I worked with through 16th Street and who I followed, she said that since 16th Street had lost that city subsidy to offer to its residents, she had worked with 30 applicants through the TIN program and only had one successful one.
Why aren't there more programs that are dedicated solely to lead poisoning?
There have been. And one of the things is sort of a catch-22 that Milwaukee and the United States has gone through with lead poisoning is that as the prevalence rate of lead poisoning in children has dropped, so too has the amount of funding because the programs have been successful. So the nationwide Centers for Disease Control and Prevention program, in 2012, they had a budget of $29 million. But because of the success rates of those programs for the 2013 fiscal year, their budget was dropped from $29 million to $2 million. So then that money is not getting to the local health departments, similar to Milwaukee's. And so then Milwaukee has to sort of reevaluate where they're going to put the diminished funds that they do have, and that's kind of why they would centrally locate it or put it all in one area on the north side. So we've seen a drop in the prevalence rate of lead poisoning across the country and even in the city of Milwaukee. So from 1997 to 2014, the prevalence rate of children with lead poisoning, when it's measured at 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood, has dropped significantly. So in 1997, it was over 30% of children tested had elevated blood lead levels. And in 2014, it was around 3%, less than 3%. So even though the prevalence rate has dropped, so too have the funds. And it's sort of put the city in a bind of where they're going to put money and try to subsidize because, as you said, the cost can be quite high.
Lead poisoning has really petered off in Milwaukee over the last couple of decades. Why is this an issue that we still care about, that we're still talking about?
Well, you see, with the crisis that happened in Flint, I think it raised a lot of national awareness about the damage that can be done with lead in children, especially as they're developing before the age of six. And in response to that, the Milwaukee Water Works sent out a letter to 70,000 city residents talking to them that they may be at risk for lead because there's lead pipes leading from the main service line into their homes. And that letter sort of detailed some steps that they could take in order to keep their families lead safe, such as running the water if it's been sitting for a long time. And I think that sort of got residents questioning whether their city is still lead safe. And the truth is, there's still a lot of lead in the city of Milwaukee. There's still, as estimated, 130,000 homes that have lead in them, and that's putting a lot of families at risk. And I think it's important to remember, as well as the city has done in dropping the prevalence rate down to 3%, when it's measured at 10 micrograms, that 3% is still children who are at elevated blood level risks, and they're being exposed to lead. And while it's great that we've dropped it to 3, that number should be 0. That's why it's still a problem.
Well, Wyatt Massey, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Wyatt Massey is a reporter for Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He spoke with Joy Powers. You can check out Massey's two-part special report on Milwaukee's lead prevention programs at WUWM.com. Oh, Mississippi.